Welcome back to another great episode of Rehana's Cuisines. Today we're going to be making masala rotis, and these are an absolute favorite of my husband's. I usually make the dough over the weekdays, put it in the refrigerator, and then on the weekends it's so easy, just take out the dough, make them into rotis, and have them fresh off the stove. But they freeze really, really well, and they keep outside for at least 3 to 4 days. So let's get started. I have here a 3 cups of white flour. And as I start adding all my ingredients, I'm going to be telling you what I'm going to add in there. So let's go ahead with first putting some olive oil in there. And to about 3 cups of white flour, I'm going to add about 2 tablespoons of olive oil. I'm gonna make a little well in between and start adding my spices to this. I'm going to put some fresh habanero chutney that I have made, and I have a video of that if you wanna check it out. The habaneros just give it, you know, a really nice taste. I also have a video on how to make green chutney, and I use that quite a bit in my cooking. So I'm gonna go ahead and add about 2 tablespoons of the green chutney, or 2 teaspoons, excuse me. So 1 teaspoon of the habanero pepper, 2 teaspoons of the chutney. All my ingredients and the method will also be listed in the description on the bottom of the video. Also, I have a website that you can check out, rehanasrecipes.com. Go ahead, 1 teaspoon of ginger and garlic fresh that I also make at home. Salt to taste. About 1/2 teaspoon of cumin and coriander powder. 1 teaspoon of lemon pepper, which is completely optional, and 1/2 teaspoon of turmeric. Okay, and we have our jalapeno juice. And this is completely optional too. I'm just using the bottled stuff here, and I just love using the water from it. Now, this is completely optional too. So what I'm going to do is I'm going to start binding our dough. And as you can see, I'm using a tripod and trying this to record a little bit from a different view, from having the kids record me, just because, you know, when I they're out to school and I have time to do the videos, I kind of want to have that option that, you know, this is the way I can get the videos, lots more videos out to you guys, just because I don't have to wait for the kids to come home and then do the video. So we'll see how this goes. Okay, to this we're going to add water, and we're going to add a little water at a time. And I can't tell you how awesome this smells, although they're just raw spices right now, but the turmeric and the cumin powder, just they smell so good. And I'm telling you, these turn out so good. You can even make them in bite size or like puri shapes, and then deep fry it and make kari puri from this, or spicy puris from this. And it goes so well with anything. And actually, I'm gonna be serving this with my red cabbage curry, which is a dry curry, and my daughter absolutely loves that video. So I'm gonna try and see if I can record that video, and I'll try and get that out to you too. So what you want to do with this is you just want to form a nice stiff dough, and we're going to cover this and we're going to let it sit for about 20 minutes. After 20 minutes, we're gonna come back. We're gonna make them roti shaped, and then I'm gonna show you how we're gonna cook that on the stove. So I've got the dough head rested for about 20 minutes, and I started doing my rotis. So while this one's cooking up, I'm also going to show you how I'm going to roll it. So I made these balls, and then I'll tell you how many this recipe makes. So I just have some extra dough here that I'm gonna sprinkle so it doesn't stick. And over here you can see that the roti has started drying up. So at this point I'm going to turn it, and I'm also going to add some olive oil in it on it. Just so that the olive oil is everywhere, and then we're gonna turn this again. Then back to my rolling here. You just wanna roll it as big as you want. You could make them like small pita size ones. You can even make them really big. Now you can see here again that we've got some bubbles forming. So we're gonna go ahead, turn it, let it cook on the other side. Now when you're rolling the roti, you wanna make sure that you not only get the middle of the roti, but you also get the sides, because sometimes when I eat rotis, I find that people really forget to roll out the sides, and so you've got a really thick side compared to the inside. So just gonna make it nice and round. Look at how beautiful this looks. Here, and then this is almost done, and I'm doing these on a medium heat, so you can tell that the heat is not too high and it's not very low either, because if you cook it on very low, what's gonna happen is you're gonna have very tough rotis. They're gonna be hard and they're gonna be dry, because you're just, and you know, they're pretty thin, so you really don't have to cook them as much as you think you would. That. And in the meantime, let's count how many we have. Oh, so we have, with this one, we have a perfect 15 rotis. And I'm going to be serving this with my cabbage curry. And if you haven't watched that video, please do so. Again, it has dried up. I'm gonna go ahead and turn it around. Add the olive oil. Now you can also call these burratas, but to me, I feel like it doesn't have any layers in it, so I prefer to call it rotis, but whatever you call it, it's extremely, extremely tasty and delicious. Okay. Look at how beautiful the yellow color is with the turmeric that we added. Okay. So now we get to do the taste test, and I'm dying to try these because I don't like snacking in between when I'm cooking. Oof, they're so warm, they're so soft. They've got just the right amount of masalas in there for us. I love the habanero smell, or the habanero taste in it. It's just amazing. And I know my green chutney is coming through too. So I hope you guys enjoyed this quick video on how to make masala rotis. If you do make them, please do comment on YouTube or send me, I have a Rehana's Cuisines page on Facebook too. Like that page. I usually have all my videos on there. If I do something, if I'm testing some recipes, I will post some pictures on there too, just to let you guys know what's coming up. So I'm available on Google,
Plus, I'm available on Pinterest, on Instagram, on Facebook, and I also have an app. If you go to the app store, it's Rehana's Cuisines. You can buy the app. So thank you so much for joining me on this episode of Rehana's Cuisines. Hope you can join me here next time with another great video. See you then, friends.